Hi there and welcome along to another workout for you to row along to. Today, we're gonna go for a nice, long, slow row together. In total, we're gonna row for 40 minutes. And what we're gonna do is our 4 minute warm up, then we're just gonna roll straight in to the main row. So really it's a 4 minute warm up plus 36 minutes worth of rowing. Now, we're gonna do this at the nice low intensity, that 20 strokes a minute that I normally do throughout this entire Zero to Hero series. But when it comes to intensity, I want you to kind of choose how you're going to do this depending on how you feel. You can either lock in to a single pace the entire way through, or you can look at heart rate or intensity, and if it starts to get to a point when you're like, this is getting a bit tough, bearing in mind it is a 40-minute row, so you're probably going to get there. If you want to back off a little bit to keep the intensity low, then please do. I'll talk to you a little bit about why we're going to do it that way during the main row. There's just no point me talking to you about it now, because let's get rowing, all right? So before we get into our 4 minute warm-up, we need to set up our machines, and on an Averon that means getting your resistance to where you want it to be. And if you're using the Concept 2 Averon app, set your drag factor to wherever you would normally have it. In both cases, what you're looking for is a nice feel from the stroke. You feel connected to it, but you don't have to heave against it in order to get the machine moving. Next up, let's go to our foot stretchers and set them to a height which will allow you to come into the front of the machine with your shins in a vertical position comfortably. If you're set too high, it can get a bit tough to get there. If you're set too low, then it's easy to go past that vertical point. And what happens is your backside scoots away from underneath you, you lose power. And sometimes that can lead to kind of some discomfort through your shoulders and stuff because you don't connect properly. Again, I'll talk to you about that in our main row. Right then, so if you are ready to get into our warm up, while this counter is on screen, I'm gonna hastily take off my shell. You can hear it. And we're gonna count down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're off. So warm up, we're just gonna do it 20 strokes a minute. So basically the entire workout today we're gonna do down at 20. But I just want, from an intensity point of view, that this is a very light row. All I want you to do is work on the timing of the connection between pushing your feet into the foot plates and your hands connecting to the machine. Now, I do struggle with trying to explain what that means, but it's that point when you feel the weight of the machine, when you, whatever makes your machine move, moves at the point when the handle connects to it. And so if you can push your feet at the same time your hands connect, that's the most efficient way to get power into your machine. And what we're gonna do is in two strokes time, we're gonna push just a little bit harder. Here we go then. So what you're searching for here is a 5 out of 10 effort intensity, which is pretty much what you're gonna be rowing at in our main session today. Once we take it up to that full 36 minutes worth of rowing. So it's an intensity where you start to feel you're getting out of breath, your heart rate will be climbing, and it'll feel kind of run about the same amount of work as if you were walking up a hill or constant flight of stairs. So you know you're exercising, but you're not panting and like rolling around on the floor in overexertion. Okay, two more strokes, and I'm gonna put one foot on the ground. So, unstrap, one foot on the ground, continue rowing. And what this is doing is it's helping you get in to that shins vertical slide into the front of the machine, but it's also helping with your posture and that forwards tilt into the front and that backwards tilt into the back. Let's swap feet. Can't do a backwards tilt into the front, that would be weird. Okay, swap feet, and we'll do the same thing with the other leg. So roll in until your shin is vertical and then hold that forwards tilt, push with the leg that's strapped in, and then only towards the back do you swing your back and pull in your arms. but we're gonna work on that after this stroke. So put your foot back in, so both feet are in, legs nice and straight, and row with your back and arms. Okay, so you take up the strain of the stroke by swinging your back first, and then you pull your arms at the back of the stroke. Then you release your arms away from you and rock forwards over your hips. And that's an important part of the stroke, as is what we're gonna do next. So let's roll into the front, forwards tilt, straight arms, and push out with just your legs. Now, I want to do the main session today strapless, which is feet out of the straps. So I have to work out how to do that in amongst rowing. Now there you go, there's one out. Okay, can I get the other one out? No. Oh no, I'm caught. There we go. Okay, so here we go. Straight into the main session. Oh, this is not the most comfortable thing with my feet on top of the Velcro now. I'll be fine. I'll get used to it. So, 20 strokes a minute, and the pace or intensity that you are looking for is kind of the same that we were rowing at in the second minute of the warm-up. So kind of as though you were walking, taking just a normal walk up a hill. I'm not power walking up the hill, I'm just walking up it. Or say I work in the ground floor of an office building, and Brenda on the 8th floor has just asked for a printout of this year's summary. I don't know what I'm on about there. I don't work in offices. But the lift is broken. So you have to walk up the stairs. Is that better? I think that's better with the feet. So you have to walk up the stairs, so 8th flight of stairs. By the time you get to the top of the 8th flight of stairs, you're gonna be out of breath. Your heart rate will be up, but you're not gonna have to kinda go for a 20-minute stretching session and a shower and a protein shake at the end of such an effort. You'll just be like, whew, that was a bit far. Can we fix the lift, please? And so find your pace that matches that. Hopefully, well, two things I'm hoping will have happened over the course of the Zero to Hero series. We have been rowing at this stroke rate and intensity quite a lot in this series. And the two things I'm hoping that you will have discovered is what your pace is. So when you look at the screen, if you say by the 10th workout in the series, you worked out that 1:58 pace, which is what I'm rowing at right now, 1:58 pace was your 5 out of 10 intensity. But then that meant that the next time you came back to do it, you know that rather than going through the whole, oh, heart rate going up and walking up a flight of stairs and whatever, that you just had to dial it in to 1:58 pace, and instantly you hit that intensity. But the other thing that will have happened is that over the course of this series, as your fitness and strength has increased, you'll probably have found that you can now go a few seconds faster than your starting 5 out of 10 pace. So again, say on the fourth session, you were down at 210 pace. Maybe now that we're up at the 30th session or workout in this series, maybe to get the same perceived effort, that 5 out of 10 effort, maybe now you're able to row at 2 minutes per 500 meter pace because of the increase in your fitness. And that is really what I'm hoping has happened. I'd love it if you got in touch and told me if that's the case, because especially for anybody who is doing this series as a proper transition from zero to hero. So maybe the first session, you've never really done any indoor rowing before. And now that we're 30 workouts in, it's a fair amount of rowing. It's a fair amount of putting up with me as well, to be honest. You deserve a medal for that. But what I'm hoping is that, as well as learning some Scottish language, I think I've used the old Scottish word, haven't I? That your fitness and strength will really have improved from the beginning of this series. So let me know, get in touch and tell me whether this has helped. We've still got another 6 workouts to do after this one, so we're not done yet. But as being we're kind of in this closing stage, it'd be good to know. And so that's one of the reasons why, when I was saying about picking the pace to row to, that I want you to also lean on what you've learnt about your own body. So there's a chance that today's 40 minute row may be the longest that you have ever done in one session. Like maybe you've done in total similar, but it's been with rest. It's been like a, sorry, my microphone's messing with me today. That's why I keep on tickling myself. I don't have fleas. Yeah, so you know what you're capable of. You'll have experienced through enough of the sessions so far when your tipping point occurs. So often rowing at this intensity for 15, 20 minutes is easy, and you're able to stay within a zone 2 heart rate. But then, whether it's just fitness or it could be dehydration, who knows what the specifics are for each person, but you'll find cardiac drift happens where, when you hold the same pace, your heart rate, it's like it hits a point and it suddenly starts to climb. And so at that point, it's your choice as to whether to continue rowing at the same speed or back off the speed in order to stay in the zone 2 heart rate zone. Because really, that becomes how you want to work today, and also what you've done before and what you're about to do afterwards. I think it's one of those just internet memes, but it was saying about Don't focus on what's happened before, because that leads to depression. Don't focus on what's about to happen, because that leads to anxiety. Just focus on the now, which is great, unless you're rowing or doing any kind of periodized training program, because you need to know what came before and what's about to come in order to know how to work out in the present. So for me, I'm keeping this nice and low intensity. I'm just gonna hold 158 the whole way through, knowing that that will keep me in zone two for, in my case, 30 minutes, probably 34, because I've got, can't really count them warm up, can we? And then I'll just let the last six bounce into zone three heart rate. But the reason I'm doing that is because yesterday was the 6x5 minutes workout. This afternoon, I did quite a intense HYROX training session. Didn't expect it to be quite as high as it ended up being. And so I'm gonna use this as a recovery row, knowing that tomorrow's session, row 31 of the Zero to Hero Challenge, is gonna be a toughie. And so I don't want to string too many intense workouts along with each other, because, well, frankly, I ain't 18 anymore. And although I could probably go a lot harder on this one, I know that by the time I came to tomorrow's workout, I wouldn't be able to give it my all. And when it comes to the tough rows, you have to be able to give it your all. If there's anything to take away from any of my training programs, it is the importance of not pushing the slow stuff in order to let you push the fast stuff. I think I've said it before, but basically, if you think about, they're both two bookends, the slow stuff and the fast stuff, and you want to keep them nice and far apart, because the moment you increase the slow stuff, the fast stuff, you're not able to go as fast because you've robbed some of the energy that should have been available for it by going too fast in the slow stuff. And the problem is that it's really easy to go fast on the slow stuff. It's also really easy to go too slow in the fast stuff, but usually the fast stuff is like max power sprints or Tabata or something, where you're just eyes closed and going for it. So it's not a conscious effort if you go slow in the fast stuff, but it usually is a conscious effort if you go too fast on the slow stuff. What it tends to be is an ego thing, where you look at the speed, especially if, I mean, I had this where my 5 out of 10 effort was 2:01 pace. And so I'd go to the gym and I'd be like, I can't row at 2:01 pace. I can't have people see me row
At 2-something, what would they say? Frankly, they'd say nothing. Because, I hate to break this to you, but most people in the gym, they care more about themselves than they do about anybody else. When I'm in the gym, I notice people, but I don't care about what anyone else is doing. I'll kind of look around and just kind of generally take in the scene, but I don't really care. In fact, tell you what, I haven't tended to just break into a story yet in this series. I don't even think for any of the Averon workouts, but as being, we still have 21 minutes together, I think you can afford me a minute or two for this. So, one time, I was at the gym, and I'd done my workout, and I went over to the stretching mats, and I kind of picked a part at the back of the mats, so there was like all of the mats before the mirror. But it was just me and somebody else on the stretching mats. They were on the other side. I was on furthest away from them, as you do. And so I'm going through stretching, and then I was standing up doing, I think it was shoulders and triceps, and a girl got a figure, maybe late teens, early 20s, walked onto the stretching mats and walked all the way from the back to the front, stood right up against the mirror, literally in line with me. So between me and the mirror was this girl. Now, if I was a narcissistic 20-year-old boy, possibly I would have thought, hey, that girl is standing there because she wants me to check her out. But unfortunately, as a late 40s me, I know that I was invisible to her. She wasn't being rude. She certainly wasn't showing off. I was literally invisible to her. She didn't even see me. and that's why she picked that spot. She had no idea that she was blocking my view. Or you never know, maybe she was watching me stretch and thought, crikey, that guy's doing it so poorly. I'll do him a favor and cover up his reflection so he doesn't have to look upon the misery of his own flexibility. But yeah, it's downside to getting older, folks. But the upside is, I've often thought, these aren't linked, by the way, in case you think I'm going to link them together. But I've often thought, if I could build a time machine, there's a few things I'd do. I'd wear earplugs when I play the drums. I'd take better care of my teeth. Don't look at my mouth anymore. Now that I've said that, I don't want you to look at my mouth. But I'd also jump into my own body as a teenager and go through my teenage years with the confidence that being a man in his late 40s can give you. Certainly, I'm not saying I'm the most confident man in the world, but compared to what I was like at 15 to 18, petrified of talking to girls and all that stuff, or even going for a job interview in a cinema and being so nervous, I start to tell him how I like to shave all my hair off. No idea why I thought that would be a good conversation. Funnily enough, I didn't get that job. Would have been nice as well. Don't know why it came up. I think it was possibly the time when, because I was a drummer in a rock band, I had hair like halfway down my back. I was long-haired, greasy layabout. I think possibly in the interview I said something along the lines of, oh, and don't worry about the long hair, I'm about to shave it all off. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but when it comes to a job interview, usually most people say hello first. Anyway, so don't let your ego, here we are, 7 minutes later, don't let your ego get in the way of your training. So you might think that the 5 out of 10 zone 2 pace is boring, or you're not going to get any gains from it. But trust me, as long as you get into that zone 2 heart rate, so you still have to put in some kind of effort, the walking up the stairs effort, as long as you hit that zone 2, then the benefits that you get from rowing like this, or running, or cycling, or whatever your preferred flavor of exercise is, the benefits are huge. Because what you're doing here is training your heart to be stronger, more efficient. You are building the mitochondria, the power stations of your cells that deliver the energy to your body. And it's only in these low intensity rows that you get that mitochondria increasing effect. The harder you go, the more you leave them out of the equation. And so if you are still building up your foundation fitness, then the importance of staying within the zone 2 low intensity mitochondria building zone of your training is possibly more important than hitting that max intensity VO2 max building stuff. After all, if you search for the 80-20 training protocol, call John, not goal, what you'll see is that 80% of your workouts should be like this, zone 2, low intensity, mitochondria building workouts, and then 20% should be max intensity, VO2 max building stuff. So basically, out of every 5 workouts, only one of them should you be working harder than a low intensity, if you're following the 80-20 protocol. Now, for this Zero to Hero series, you'll notice it's 50% low intensity, 25% tempo and 25% max intensity, but that's because I'm trying to create a kind of all-round result for you where you'll be able to springboard into pretty much anything off the back of this. So it's probably time to start thinking about, what are you going to do next? What's your goal? How are you going to utilize, let's say, what we've been doing in this series, and then move on to a new challenge? So whether that's rowing 10,000 meters, maybe you haven't hit 10K yet. Well, the base fitness that you've gained from this series will easily get you there. And then the tempo workouts, which have been teaching you to push through when it becomes uncomfortable, that'll make sure that you get to the end when either your brain tells you you can't keep going, or worse, your brain says, come on, man, I mean, you're looking at 50 minutes here. That's a long time to row. Do you really want to do that? That sounds a bit boring. I've been there before. Even, I think the last time I tried to do a 30-minute time trial, good 10 minutes to go. The last time I tried to do a 30-minute TT, I think I got about 8 minutes into it at my time trial pace, and my brain started to say, do you really want to do this for 30 minutes? That sounds like quite a lot of hard work. It'd be much easier if you just backed off the pace. And so that's why you just don't want to listen to your brain sometimes. You want to go in to a tough session, kind of wanting to devour that session. I used to say when I was a cyclist that I ate hills, not with an H on the front. I'm not being all English and dropping my H's. Oh, I ate hills. No, I eat them, because every time I got to the bottom of a hill, I was faced with either looking up it and saying, ooh, or looking at it and going, I'm gonna eat you. And so if you go into it with that kind of, I'm gonna smash this kind of work ethic, you'll do a lot better, trust me. So anything you do, 100 meter time trial, a minute, 500 meters, 1K, 4 minutes, 2K, 5K, 6K, half an hour, 10K, an hour, a half marathon, a full marathon, or even, if you're that way inclined, 100,000 meters in one sitting, which, that's gonna be a long row. I'm not even gonna mention doing a 24-hour stint, but anything, or even the tough training rows, like the Tabata will make a return. The 12 times 3 minutes progression will appear, and four times 4, 3, 2, 1. All three of those workouts are tough workouts. Ones that you need to be mentally strong to make sure you get through them, but more importantly, you get through them at the right pace, that you don't back off. So start to think about enjoying those rows. Like when it pops up, you go, yes, I get to do that row and see what I'm capable of. I hope that makes sense. Oh, it dawns on me once again as we come into the closing 6 minutes that I haven't really, apart from the warm-up, taught technique today. It's been mostly either why we train like this, motivation, or why 20-year-old girls ignore me. So let's just spend the rest of the row just talking a little bit about technique, just in case fatigue has set in and you are struggling a little bit. Because really, the point of talking technique and rowing these long workouts is to really drill in a good technique so that even when fatigue sets in, even if you're tired, people will still be able to look at you and go, well, still held his posture, or she still kept her arms straight. So that's what you need to think about the purpose of a row like this. On top of building your fitness, it's about locking in technique. And so we'll start at the back again. So as the handle comes in to sternum height and you pull in to a strong finish, shoulder blades squeeze together, I want you to instantly release the handle. So don't hold it against your body, just let it bounce straight out in front of you again at pretty much the same height you pull it in at. So don't drop it and scrape it down your legs, but also don't throw it up in the air, both of which are usually caused or the result of an early knee bend, but we'll get to that. So arms in front of you. The momentum of the arms away triggers a forwards tilt. But what I want you to do is think about going up and forwards with your posture, not with your arms. I know that gets confusing now, doesn't it? Sorry. But sit up, rock forwards. Sit up, rock forwards. And then by the time the handle is past your knees, you should be in your perfect forwards tilt to 1 o'clock on the clock face. And all you have to do is bend your knees to roll to the front. And so if you are the kind of person who has to throw the handle over your knees, it's probably because you're bending them too early. And so some people, to fix that, will scrape the handle down their legs, because you can't bend your knees if you're doing this. But once you get used to it, stop it and just go back to arm straight, past your knees, body rock before your knees bend. And so you bend your knees, roll into the front of the machine until your shins are vertical, arms still straight, upper body still tilting towards the front of the machine, and then you push the machine away with your feet, keeping arms straight, forwards tilt, and a good powerful posture. And that should send the power from your feet through your body, through your arms, into your hands, and then with fingers hooked over the handle, you should just brace against that handle as you push your legs. Then when your legs are halfway done, you swing your back, still with straight arms, but as you start that swing, that's when you finally pull in your arms. So there is an overlap of legs, arms, sorry, legs, body, arms. It doesn't go boom, boom, boom. It's very much a overlap, but it still is legs, body, then arms. And then at the back of the stroke, legs are down, feet are pointed to the front of the machine, and then pull into sternum height, squeeze shoulder blades together. Look at that, got it all done, bang on 40 minutes. So just continue moving, just to ease things off. And the last thing I'd say is, I didn't quite explain the whole feet out the straps thing, but the point of that is that you need to have a good technique to roll with your feet out the straps, or at least you can't have a bad technique. Let's put it more that way. I'm not saying I've got a great technique, but you can't tug yourself forwards because your feet aren't in the straps. So you have to have a good posture and a good core at the back, arms away and the forwards rock, in order to give yourself the momentum to just bend your knees to roll to the front. So I'm not stopping myself at the back with my feet, and I'm not tugging myself forwards with my feet. I'm just using all of the power going into the machine, so there's no momentum sending me backwards, and then the momentum of arms away and forwards rock is how I get into the front again. I recommend trying it, but if you've never done it before, don't take your feet all the way out the straps. What to do is loosen them off so that if anything does go wrong and you go flying off the back, you can then quickly flick your toes up against the straps, and that will then prevent you falling off the back. So be careful if you've never done it before, because it is a bit strange. So there we go. Nice 40 minute row, or 36 plus 4 if you want to kind of call it that way. Perfect for me. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't say I was out of breath anymore within that kind of minute and a half of cooling down at the end of that. I've kind of body settled down. I know that I've worked within the limits that I set myself today in terms of not exhausting myself, so I'm prepared for the row that's to come. Because that's the most important thing, is to make sure that you're working at an intensity that you can maintain what you want to do. You can go absolute max every session if you want, but trust me, eventually you're going to burn out and you'll have to take some days off and you'll start to feel guilty and all that kind of stuff. Whereas if you can surf in and out of your intensity levels, then, I mean, I know a guy who's on day, I think he's day 2200, he's not had a rest day in, that's what, can't even work at the mass, so that's what's like 5 years, no, yeah, but 5 years that he's not had a day off for, because he manages the amount of intensity he puts in the machine from day to day. So that's what to do. So we're done on this session. So we are heading into, if you're on the Zero to Hero series, heading into a good old tough row in the next one. So I'm looking forward to seeing you in that one. Or you can also check out any of the other videos that I have up here, and I just talk about stuff. I mean, sometimes I do get distracted and start to talk about things like the story of me being ignored. Sometimes I'm all about technique. it's kind of a gamble, really. It depends how what my mood takes me. I should really script this stuff, because I mean, I'm sitting here still making it up, trying to think, when am I going to fit in talking about a hashtag? So, in fact, I got to do it. I'm going to break the internet. Today's hashtag is hashtag. See how funny I think I am? But yeah, so today's hashtag is just hashtag. I mean, the actual word, don't just go that strange icon twice. Oh, I've got sweat going in my eyes. I better go because I can't see. Where are you? So thank you very much for joining me for this one. I will see you in another video. Until then, please take care of yourselves. Row well, be well. Bye-bye.